Bluey in a bag, let's set him free because he's worth it. $2.50 to $5.50. You're worth it even if it isn't that value. But let's get this coin out of this bag. And yeah, that's a recent selling price range of 2024 Bluey and Bingo coins. Hit circulation, and yeah, you can get them in bags of coins from the bank, even rolls and stuff like that. So we'll get Bluey out, and we'll check the rest of these as well. Where'd you go, Bluey? There we go. Let's get a bit of zoom on. Ooh, I think we're upside down here, so we'll turn it around. There we go, Bluey. Nice. Check it out. King Charles 2024. Very good. We'll put that aside. Get the zoom back out again. We'll check all these coins. Put the list to the side. If you want those lists available through the link in my account by clicking my profile picture and the link below the Australian flag. We've got a few coins here. Like I can see a few fresh ones there. And I saw this one. This is the AFL coin from 2024. So let's check this out. It's got the Brownlow medal on it. Whoop, got the Brownlow medal. And yeah, it says Premiership Season, AFL, AFLW. Oh, wait a second, that says AFLW Premiership Season. So this is the, not the Brownlow medal, this is the Best and Fairest medal here. Or it says Best and Fairest, and it says Trophy at the bottom there. So AFLW, the AFLW competition, I think it's currently going at the moment. So there you go, we'll put that to the side. Recent selling price range on this, I should talk about that, shouldn't I? Because that's what I usually do. Prices on these, $3 to $7. So there you go, Bluey, AFL. And there's another fresh one coming up, isn't there? So we'll check this one out. 2022. Now, they made a fair few in 2022, so I'll let that one go. Continue on. So many things to look for on the $1 coins. Lots of little errors. This one's in fairly fresh condition. They made a fair few of this particular design coin. However, any coin in really good condition is worth holding on to. So that's probably better than some of the ones I've got in my collection. So I'll hold on to that. So this one here is, what is this? I've just got to read it here. Centenary of Commonwealth Age Pension. So security, support, and dignity. Yes. Word. All right. About halfway through, there's another fresh one down here. We'll jump straight to that one as well. Let's do it. Ooh, will this be another Bingo Bluey coin, or will it be the Mob of Ruse? It's the Mob of Ruse. So these ones are worth holding on to as well. There might be just a small error on the very top of that kangaroo at the top there, just behind the ear. I'll get my little toothpick and we'll see if it moves around or not. Yeah, I think that is a little bit of an error. I'll zoom in, but I sort of got a different sort of thing on the... Yeah, it is. It's just a very small... We'll usually call that a rabbit ears when there's a bit of an error behind the ear, because it usually looks like a floppy ear, like a rabbit's ears, but that's a very small one. So I don't know, would you call that a backpack? Maybe a small rabbit ears. That's cool. Oh, nice. So a bit of an error, but also the King Charles coins, 2024, $2 to $8. So I've got a few to hold on to. This is good. Going well. Ooh, year 2000, look for the $1 mule. I'd love to find one of those. Probably my most anticipated, or the one that I'm looking for the most. Dirty, that one. All right, so what is it, 1998, this one? 2008. Few more coins to go, and we'll have a look, a recap on what we've put aside, because there's been a few from this lot. Check the back of this top kangaroo. I think it's just a bit of dirt going through there. Yep. Check across the top of the hat on these coins. This one doesn't have the extra metal, but definitely look for the extra metal on those. Ooh, another year 2000 coin. Look for that double rim. So what you're looking for is a double rim effect. I'll show you on the bottom of the $1 coin value list. This is what you want. This is what you want, the $1 mule coin. And it has this double rim effect all the way around the outside of the coin. And that's caused when they accidentally, with only probably a few thousand of these year 2000 $1 coins, they had the 10 cent die to strike the detail into the coin accidentally, instead of the $1 coin die to strike the Queen's Head side. And because the 10 cent coin is a little bit smaller, it's punched the detail a bit smaller onto the coin, and it created this double rim effect, which is a bit of a mistake. It sort of shows, and it's a mule, because a mule is a cross between a horse and a... what is it, a donkey? So then you've got a mule, which is the result of those two. So, and that's what sort of happened here. Like, you've got a $1 coin and it's been struck with a 10 cent piece of information. So it's a bit of a cross between the two. So they call it a mule for that reason. But let's have a look. We've got four coins we put aside. So let's zoom in. Boom. We've got Bluey upside down again. We've got the age pension in really nice condition, the AFLW coin for 2024, and the 2024 King Charles coin with a little bit of an error on the top kangaroo. So four keepers, I like it. Good luck with your searches, everyone.